1390 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. Tomorrow, the White House will relist Yemen's Houthi rebels as a global terrorist group. An official familiar with the decision says it's in response to the militia's relentless attacks on commercial shipping in the Red Sea. The Republican debate this week in New Hampshire, hosted by ABC News and WMUR-TV, will not take place. Nikki Haley won't participate unless former President Trump does. The Senate's expected to pass a short-term government spending bill and send it on to the House in time for Friday night's midnight shutdown deadline. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
If both sides continue to work in good faith, I'm hopeful that we can wrap up work on the CR no later than Thursday. The key to finishing our work this week will be bipartisan cooperation in both chambers.
Israel says Hamas murdered two more citizens that were taken hostage during the October 7th attack. Stocks closed lower today. This is ABC News. Protesters in Washington calling for President Biden to do more to prevent civilian deaths in Gaza.
Pro-Palestinian supporters chanting in protest as U.S. Capitol Police arrested them in a Congressional House office building. They were demanding Israel end its war in Gaza. The White House reaction?
We believe that these lower-intensity operations inside Gaza should be able to not only allow for a reduction in civilian casualties, but a more reliable distribution of aid.
Spokesman John Kirby saying the president continues urging Israel to protect civilians. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
The Justice Department moved to dismiss a civil lawsuit filed by President Biden's son, Hunter, after the against the Internal Revenue Service. Hunter Biden claimed the IRS failed to protect his tax information from disclosure by two whistleblowers. He says they improperly shared his private information in media interviews. Government attorneys say the disclosures were made by attorneys for the whistleblowers who are not government employees. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On the Eagle 1490 WLCX.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senate Republicans voted to fire another one of Governor Evers' appointees Tuesday, this time Tyler Huebner of the state's Public Service Commission. Evers is appointing Christy Nieto to take his place. Senate Republicans have fired eight of Evers' appointees since last fall. The keynote speaker at this year's State of Wisconsin Martin Luther King Day celebration says he wants the promise of justice one day to happen now.
It is ridiculous that people are attacking diversity, equity, and inclusion, but refuse to implement laws to remove guns from the hands of those who continue to shoot innocent children in schools and malls and even in faith places.
The Reverend Marcus Allen is a Baptist minister in Madison. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers get ready for the 49ers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay taking on the 49ers Saturday night in the divisional playoffs at Levi's Stadium. But concern, outside linebacker Kingsley J.J. Enagbare suffered a torn ACL in his right knee late in the fourth quarter in Dallas. Matt LaFleur says it's a huge loss.
I'll tell you what, man. I can't say enough great things about him. And I just love his play style.
College basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles got a much-needed win over Villanova 87-74 before the the game, former Marquette and NBA star Dwayne Wade spoke to the team and then donated $3 million to improve the basketball facility and fund scholarships and reading programs.
If you've ever had a conversation with a parent that kid has been impacted by something you've done, it's no greater feeling. My sister and I, my family and I have always been about understanding that even in the moments in life where we haven't had a lot, we've still been blessed enough to have something.
That's Dwayne Wade with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Eagle 1490.
With weather on the Eagle, I'm Corey Hartman. Wind chill advisory tonight. One more bitterly cold night. 4 below zero. Wind chills to 15 below. For Wednesday, partly sunny. Highs near 13. 12 on Thursday and some reinforcing cold air for Friday and Saturday. Finally to the 30s by Monday.
Right now, 3 degrees.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. What La Crosse and Western Wisconsin is talking about, you're soaring with the Eagle. Eagle 1490 WLCX. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who hates shaking hands, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this Tuesday night. With so much going on in the world and in the business we call show. The Emmys happened last night. Oscars are right around the corner. The state of Wisconsin is cold. That's your state of the state address when it comes to entertainment and the weather. I like to combine the two. I'll do one of my five-day forecasts. My name is Pete Schwabba. Welcome to Nightlight. It is Tuesday night, January 16th, and what could be better? I said it last night. I'll say it again. It's cold outside, but we're all inside. You're huddled around the radio. We're talking about the shows that make us happy, the shows that bring joy to our life, movies, TV. And I've got some very talented people on the show tonight that I'm very excited about. Great guests for you guys. Tonight, as always, working the board is Youngblood. Conrad, how you doing, Conrad?
I'm doing great, Pete.
Glad to hear that. He's going to be taking your calls and texts all night. We got some great texts last night. You like doing that, Conrad? That's fun work, right?
Yeah,
you get definitely to see them before I do. You get to see people's reactions to our question of the night or whatever we're talking about before I do. That must make you feel good on some level, right?
Oh, yeah.
You can change the content if you want.
Yeah.
Just Pete's having a good hair night. Oh, wow. That's not really what we were talking about, but okay. Thanks, Conrad. Good to have you riding shotgun, as always. My guest tonight, really fun guests. I have a friend, a writer named John Matta. He created something called Matta Napkins, and he writes little cartoons on these napkins, and they're just kind of out there and really fun. And John is a writer as well. He's written on the Martin Short Show. He's written for Andy Dick. He's just a great writer. His wife, we're getting two for the price of one. I reached out to John, and he said Rose would like to do the show too. And I thought, well, that's fantastic because I wanted to have Rose on the show anyway at some point. Rose is a really accomplished actor. She's got great credits, and she's on the show Hacks right now on HBO, which I believe was nominated for an ensemble Emmy, or was that last year? I don't know, but Rose is excellent. She's here tonight. She plays Josephina on Hacks, and it'll be great to have those two. They're going to be here at the same time on the same call. It's going to be pandemonium. Stick around for that. And then after that, at the top of the hour at 9 o'clock, a friend of mine, David Patterson, will join me. He is the writer and producer of the movie The Bridge to Terabithia, and he has an interesting story about how he came to that project that I will let him tell because I don't want to ruin it. But it's kind of a really cool twist how he got involved with the project. His mom is a famous book writer, so that might give you a little bit of a hint. But David is a great interview, really great guy, a nicer guy in show business you will not meet than David Patterson. He'll be here at 9 o'clock. And then a very exciting I always love having studios or performers in the studio. Conrad, who've been your favorites so far that we've had?
It's got to be 7,000 Apart. They've done twice now.
Yeah.
Their music is just so great.
They're excellent. So I'm putting out a call all over the state. You are welcome. We record in Green Bay live statewide at the City Deck Landing Studios here at WGBW. Come to Green Bay. If you are a talented musician, I will put you on the air. We have a great little space here. And coming up toward the end of the show are the Doctors in Recital. They're playing the Widener Center on January 27th, and they're doctors that sing in their spare time, medical professionals that sing in their spare time. They're not all doctors, but there are certainly doctors of music, and they will be here at 9:30. They're great, and I'm very excited to talk to them and hear them sing in the studio here. Did you hear that, Conrad? My voice just cracked. Did you hear that? Was that obvious?
I didn't hear it, honestly, if you didn't mention it.
Peter Brady thing there. I don't know what happened. I just finished puberty like a week ago Tuesday.
Nice.
So that could have something to do. Yeah, I'm a late bloomer. I'll try to keep the voice cracking to a minimum. So those are my guests. John Matta, Rose Abdu, David Patterson, and the Doctors in Recital. It's a really fun show. The perfect show for a very, very cold night here in the state of Wisconsin. We'll talk and it'll warm our souls. That's what we'll do here together. We'll connect. Tonight's question, we got some great texts last night. What is your favorite song or score? You could do score, but what is your favorite song from a movie? So think about that and let us know what you think. Conrad will be taking your texts and calls, 920-264-0606. You can let us know your favorite song from a movie. And if it's a piece of music, that's fine too. I love the Gladiator score. I thought that was phenomenal. And obviously Rocky, you've got all these great, but then there's great songs. The movie Rushmore, a Wes Anderson film, used a Cat Stevens song that I love called Here Comes My Baby. That might be my favorite movie song ever. And the way he used it, the way the director used it in the movie was so fun too. That's how you get a hold of us. 920-264-0606. You're always welcome to chime in throughout the course of the show. If you have an opinion on the discussion or want to add to it, we'd love to hear from you. The best way to text too is with the Civic Media app. If you listen to the show on the app, there's a little text icon right under there. You can click text and it makes your life very simple. So we got kind of a lot going on tonight, don't we, Conrad? I should probably get right to it.
Yeah, definitely.
You think so?
Yes.
So, all right, first things first. Last night was the Emmys. And I've said before on the show, and I've had guests that have agreed with me, some have disagreed. Award shows are silly. They're fun because they get you talking about the shows we like to watch or binge. But it's hard. How do you judge what is a better movie or TV show than another? Like in sports, it's easy. Who has the most points? It's hard to do that. So, however, there was a serious injustice dealt yesterday to the show Better Call Saul. Better Call Saul, I believe, has been nominated for like over 50 Emmys over the course of the run. 53, to be exact. And they haven't won one single Emmy. And that can happen, you know, sometimes. But a show that's that highly regarded between critics and fans to be nominated 53 times and not win a single Emmy is terrible. It almost makes me think there is some kind of issue that the voters have with the show or something I don't know about maybe, but it doesn't make any sense. And Bob Odenkirk, to me, is one of the most well-rounded entertainers working. Bob Odenkirk started, he was already established. I was a stand-up comic in the 90s in Chicago. Bob Odenkirk had started maybe 10 years before me. He was already kind of doing Second City, and then he did Saturday Night Live. People don't realize what a talent this guy is. He was great at sketch and improv. You saw his sketch abilities in Mr. Show. Very funny stand-up comic, just didn't care. Very fearless as a comedian. And this is the same guy doing dramas like Better Call Saul. And I want to say the movie was called Nobody, but he played this guy who ended up being a total badass in the movie. And he also wrote You maybe didn't even know this, but he wrote the Chris Farley character, the motivational speaker. What's his name again, Conrad? Matt.
Yeah.
Matt.
Yep.
Matt, don't tell me. Matt Phillips. No. What's his name? Hold on. I got it here. Let's play that clip. This Bob Odenkirk created this character and wrote it for Chris Farley. And there's a great story behind it. I'll tell when we come back. But let's play the motivational speaker clip.
Now, as your father probably told you, my name is Matt Foley.
Foley. That's
and it. I am a motivational speaker. Now, let's get started by letting me give you a little bit of a scenario of what my life is all about. First off, I am 35 years old. I am divorced, and I live in a van down by the river. Now, you kids are probably saying to yourselves, hey, I'm going to go out and I'm going to get the world by the tail and wrap it around and pull it down and put it in my pocket. Well, I'm here to tell you that you're probably going to find out as you go out there that you're not going to amount to jack squat. You're going to end up eating a steady diet of government cheese and living in a van down by the river. Now, young man, what do you want to do with your life?
Actually, Matt, I kind of want to be a writer.
Well, la-di-frickin-duh! We got ourselves a writer here! Hey, Dad, I can't see real good. Is that Bill Shakespeare over there?
Well, actually, Matt, Ellen and I have encouraged Brian in his writing.
Dad, I wish you could just shut your big yapper!
Now, I wonder, Brian, from what I've heard, you're using your paper not for writing, but for rolling doobies. You're going to be doing a lot of doobie rolling when you're living in a van down by the river.
Oh, that's great. So, that's a character Bob Odenkirk created for his buddy Chris Farley. And again, I don't know Bob. I've been around him a handful of times. Very nice guy. The story goes, and I can't confirm it, but that he was waiting tables at Ed DeBevick's when he first saw that performed on Saturday Night Live. He wrote it and sent it in, I think, to Robert Smigel. I'm probably torturing this, but so he's waiting on a table when he was still kind of an up-and-coming writer and comic, and he sees something he wrote on Saturday Night Live. Anyway, crazy talent. Maybe we'll play another clip from something Bob Odenkirk has done. I think he's one of the most well-rounded entertainers. And Better Call Saul, that is a crime that show got shut out. 53 nominations, not one Emmy. That's ridiculous. We'll talk more about that in just a minute, and we'll talk maybe a little bit Emmy. Oh, and also, Paul Blart was released on this day. Did you know that, Conrad?
Yeah, one of my favorite movies by Kevin James.
The first movie I took my son to that was live action. We loved it. We'll talk about that, too. It's Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
There are 1,000 ways to say it.
Nope. Knock it off. Shut it down. Dream on. No dice. Give it a rest. Not a chance.
Or just
all text. You focus on the road.
As a passenger, you have the power to prevent an accident. There are 1,000 ways to stop a distracted driver. Choose one.
A message from CTIA.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Welcome back. What is your favorite song from a movie? That is tonight's question, 920-264-0606. You can also text us your answer on the app. We're talking about Bob Odenkirk and the show Better Call Saul getting snubbed. 53 nominations, no Emmys. We're going to talk Paul Blart. I know that's not like an award-winning, crazy, Oscar-worthy movie, but it was a really cute film, and it's special to me because I took my son to it when he was 9 years old. That was like the first movie we saw that wasn't Toy Story or animated, and we just loved it. So it has a special place in my heart. That was released today. And it's also Juan Manuel's birthday. Wait, not Juan Manuel. I'm thinking of a skit. Lin-Manuel Miranda, the creator of Hamilton. It is his birthday today. But right now we have a call. Let's go to who do we got on the line there, Conrad?
We got Greg.
Greg, put him through. How you doing, Greg?
Hey, Pete. How are you doing tonight?
Doing great. It's good to hear from you.
Good. Who's Juan Manuel, by the way? He must have been one of your high school buddies.
No, that was like Juan Manuel Noriega. I think it was from a Saturday Night Live skit. I just got mixed up. It's Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Everything goes back to Saturday Night Live.
That's right.
Hey, I love that Chris Farley clip. I love that show in its early days. But I want to talk about the movie song that this song has kind of become an earworm to me. And it's kind of an obscure song from when I was 11 or 12. We had a babysitter who was really into the movie Beaches, and kept playing it for us. And my parents, I asked for the Beaches soundtrack for Christmas, and my parents gave it to me. And it's the song Bette Midler, Miss Otis Regrets She's Not Able to Lunch Today, are some of the lyrics. I don't know exactly what it's called, but and I don't have the cassette anymore, but If Conrad could look it up and maybe play it for a music bed, that
we Wind Beneath My Wings or
no,
from a
no,
distance?
One of the lyrics is Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today.
Okay,
and I don't know why it's. I remember some of the rest of it, but it was just kind of an obscure song that
that you cannot get out of your head even decades later.
Yeah, and it's funny because I just know those words from the song, but
all right, tell me the words. Tell me the words one more time, Greg.
Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. So I don't know if any of your other listeners know that from the movie Beaches, but Wind Beneath My Wings was also on that soundtrack.
Yeah,
trying to think of what other songs. Were on the cassette that I actually got for Christmas, but yeah, good soundtrack.
Okay,
Bette Midler's great.
I appreciate you weighing in. Thanks so much, Greg. We will get to the bottom of those lyrics too. If we have an answer, we will say it on the show. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, that was Greg. Always fun to hear. I haven't heard from Greg in a while. I almost sent out a Saint Bernard, Conrad. So here's from the 920. Is this the name, Conrad, you got on here? Is that a song? I live in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, and rent just moved here in May 2023. Surprised at the rent inflation. Huh.
I think that maybe have been from a different
show. Another
show? Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Oh, that is. Okay. Why is that showing up?
I don't know.
That's a good text, though. I'll take it. Okay. This is Jim from Appleton from 920. Good evening, Mr. Pete. I am glad to hear that you enjoyed Killers of the Flower Moon. He's a day late, he says, but, you know, work sometimes gets in the way. Don't get fired, Jim, but it's great to hear from you. And, yeah, I did enjoy it. Jim in Appleton also says the score from Guardians of the Galaxy. He says he's showing his age. That's not that old of a title, Jim. Also, Tubular Bells is a great piece of music from The Exorcist. Whoa, that's going pretty dark. Always great to hear from Jim, though. He's great text. From the 715, Blister in the Sun from Gross Point Blank is great. That's from the 715. That is a great song. That's a great movie song. Also, Conrad's mom's weighing in. Love it. 920, Paula, The Greatest Showman. You know, I've never seen that film. Did you watch that with your mom, Conrad?
I have never seen that movie.
You've never seen it. Okay. It's supposed to be great.
It's about a guy in a circus, right?
I think so. Like kind of a P.T. Barnum type character. But yeah, Blister in the Sun is a phenomenal movie song. So good stuff. So weigh in. Please let us know what your favorite movie song is or score. That works too. And we were talking about, let's do the, I had a clip from Better Call Saul, but let's go to Paul Blart. I want to play this. Do we have time, Conrad, to play that one?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. This is a clip from Paul Blart, Mall Cop, where he makes a bust and it is always cracked me up. Go ahead, Conrad.
I found it first.
No, you didn't.
Ladies, problem. What's the genesis?
She's trying to take the last push-up bra on this size.
Well, I need this one now. I have a date tonight.
Really? Is he blind?
Whoa, waterproof shoes and baggies on the socks. Not my first rodeo. Okay, ladies, need to see some ID.
No, you don't.
Ma'am, I should warn you, I do have the authority to make a citizen's arrest.
So does anyone. I could arrest you right now.
That's true, she could.
Hey, not talking to you. Okay? Can I see you for a second, please, ma'am? Look, I understand your sensitivity. I've had some issues with weight myself.
Are you calling me fat?
No. I'm just saying I've been down that road. I mean, I'm still on it. We both are, you know, stranded. Let's face it, we eat to fill a void, right? But as soon as I started eating healthier, I noticed I wasn't so moody. And P.S., your skin's gonna clear up.
Can you hold on to these?
Sure.
He just starts wailing.
I know you're new here and all, but backup seems like a pretty universal term.
That's great. That's a clip from Paul Blart, Mall Cop. Just kind of a feel-good film. Special place in my heart because I saw it with my son when he was 9. I remember running to the theater to get there on time. Got some more texts here, too. Blister in the Sun, I think, is my favorite so far. From the 715, I really like Love Me Sexy in Semi-Pro. I have not seen Semi-Pro. I will add it to my list. Also from the 715, I really like Mr. Blue Sky from Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2. That's from Alex. That's from Alex in the 715. I love it. Also from the 920, I really like I've Had the Time of My Life from Dirty Dancing. That's from Robin. Okay. Little Bill. I think Bill Medley. Yeah, that works. Mine is Here Comes My Baby. From Rushmore. So we got more texts to get to. Also, we have the answer to Greg's question coming up after the break. And John Matta and Rose Abdu, the writer-actor power couple, will be here. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. Tomorrow, the White House will relist Yemen's Houthi rebels as a global terrorist group. An official familiar with the decision says it's in response to the militia's relentless attacks on commercial shipping in the Red Sea. The Republican debate this week in New Hampshire, hosted by ABC News and WMUR-TV, will not take place. Nikki Haley won't participate unless former President Trump does. The Senate's expected to pass a short-term government spending bill and send it on to the House in time for Friday night's midnight shutdown deadline. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
If both sides continue to work in good faith, I'm hopeful that we can wrap up work on the CR no later than Thursday. The key to finishing our work this week will be bipartisan cooperation in both chambers.
Israel says Hamas murdered two more citizens that were taken hostage during the October 7th attack. Stocks closed lower today. This is ABC News.
Eagle 1490.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Democratic law firm is asking the state Supreme Court to reconsider the state's congressional maps. The Elias Law Group filed the case on Tuesday. They say that last month's decision to draw new legislative maps warranted another look at the state's congressional maps. Republicans currently hold six of the state's congressional seats. The court will have to move fast with just 11 months to go before the November election. Marshfield Clinic workers across Wisconsin are being furloughed. 3% of the nearly 12,000 people who work for the healthcare system have to take unpaid time off. The furloughs come after a round of budget cuts in November and after talks about a merger with Essentia Health fell through last week. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
This is what lacrosse is talking about. This is
Eagle 1490. With weather on the Eagle, I'm Corey Hartman. Wind chill advisory tonight. One more bitterly cold night. 4 below 0, wind chills to 15 below. For Wednesday, partly sunny, highs near 13. 12 on Thursday and some reinforcing cold air for Friday and Saturday. Finally to the 30s by Monday.
Currently it's 4.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Eagle 1490 AM. Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM WLCX, and on the Civic Media app.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Providing you with an eagle eye view of what La Crosse is talking about. You're soaring with Eagle 1490. Tell a friend.
Welcome back. Welcome back to an episode of Nightlight that is focusing on Better Call Saul getting snubbed at the Emmys. 53 nominations, not one win. Ridiculous. Highway robbery. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite song from a movie? This is from the 715, Something in the Way, Nirvana, from The Batman. Not Batman, The Batman. It's hard to say. Also from the 715, Mary Moo, I'm Dumb and Dumb, Dumb and Dumber. I was always a fan of. I don't think that's what the song is called, but I know exactly what song 715 is talking about. And then we got to, oh, Conrad, someone's upset. From the 262, neither of you, Conrad or Pete, have seen The Greatest Showman. Now, that is a crime against humanity itself. Great movie. You guys have to see it. That's Greg from the 262. Greg, Conrad and I have a great working relationship. We don't pal around all day. We haven't been to a movie yet, but you know what, Conrad? We should probably do that and knock it off the bucket list. So definitely. Maybe we'll go see Greatest Showman together. Thank you, Greg. We did find out the lyrics of that song. It was called Miss Otis Regrets. That was Greg's question that he called in earlier from the movie Beaches. So we figured that out. Hey, we got to move on here because I got some great guests. Coming up at 9 o'clock, writer-producer David Patterson, who his credits include Bridge to Terabithia, will be here at 9. Dave is a great interview and a really good guy and a very talented guy. Very excited to talk to him. And the talent parade continues because right now I am very excited to welcome to Nightlight John Matta and Rose Abdoud. John is a writer and Rose is an actor, and they are like a Hollywood power couple joining me here in snowy, freezing Wisconsin. How are you guys?
Very powerful.
Hello.
Do you feel powerful? Did I empower you with that intro?
I love that intro.
All right. Oh, it's good to hear your voice, you guys. So do you guys watch the Emmys? I don't know.
I did. I actually did watch the Emmys. So, you know, sometimes I'm very fortunate to have been in a show that was there.
Yeah.
Not this year, but I had said to my friend, she asked me, I think, about the Golden Globes. And I said, it's kind of like watching somebody else's office party. You know what I mean? It's just like, I don't know. But I really enjoyed it because my friend Sally Struthers texted me and she said, you know, I'm going to be doing a fond nostalgic look back at All in the Family.
Oh, wow.
And I thought the use of having the older shows, you know, a little tribute to all the shows that we grew up watching. I thought that was really well done yesterday.
A lot of people died.
Oh, my gosh. I felt like the In Memoriam reel was so long.
I didn't see that. But doesn't it seem like that every year? Or are you saying last night it seemed even worse?
No, I felt like so many people.
Wow.
Passed away.
It seemed like a 5-minute clip.
It really seemed like it was really going on for a long time. I said to John, do I have enough credits to get in that?
You have a ton of credits, Rose. You were in Hacks, which was nominated. Yeah. Was that an ensemble? You guys were nominated for a SAG Award, maybe?
Yes, we got nominated for SAG Award Ensemble 2 years in a row. And then it was nominated for a bunch of different Emmys. And Jean did win the Emmy.
She's so great.
Yeah, she's fantastic. I can't even keep track of all the awards that the show has won. It's been so wonderful. And season 3 is going to be great. We are finishing it right now, actually.
When will that be out, Rose?
I feel like I've heard somebody say end of May, June.
Okay.
I think I'm not positive, though.
I have to binge the whole show. I'm embarrassed to say I have to binge the whole show before that comes out because.
Oh, I think you'll like, I think it's fun to watch them. Like, because if you watched it in real time, they only released 2 every Sunday, I think it was. What night was it on? I don't even remember.
You know what?
But it was 2 at a time, but it's more fun, I think, to watch them all in a row.
I agree with you, but now this is driving me crazy. They used to drop every episode, and if I wanted to sit there for 8 hours, I could. But now they're going back, especially HBO, like The Last of Us, they did this. They dropped 1 a week, and now they're starting that nonsense again and working ads in. It's like we're right back where we started from.
I know. You're right. That's true.
Terrible. They're pulling a fast one. So John, okay, so let's start with we talked about Rose a little bit. Let's talk. You have some great writing credits. Martin Short Show, Captain Underpants. You worked with Dave Attell, who I did stand-up with, and he's one of my favorite comics, and I had a great time hanging out with him all week in St. Louis. Andy Dick, Jamie Kennedy Experiment. Talk a little bit about your writing experiences you've had in L.A.
Well, I came out of stand-up, and when I got to L.A., I looked at all the comedians that were there, and I just went, I can't do this anymore. Everybody is so much better than me, going to get there. You know, whether it was, you know, like Karen Kilgariff, Maria Bamford, you know, when you sit down and watch Dana Gould Patton. For the first time, Patton, who I knew for when I was in Philly. So the guys I started off with were Paul F. Tompkins, Adam McKay, Patton Oswalt, Blaine Kapach were both Baltimore, Virginia guys. So they all came down to Philadelphia to work. And really the only thing we had in common was we all dislike New York people.
That's an unfair playing field, though. You did have some heavy hitters there. I could see why you might think that.
Yeah, we had some good ones. Well, I remember, too, seeing Attell, which was always fun to see. And we did actually the Gong Show with him. You're never going to see a better comedian late at night with only three people in the audience. Right. You're going to get the greatest show. He's the greatest, one of the greatest club comics who ever existed. So I stopped doing it, and then I didn't know what I was going to do. And Patton Oswalt dragged me in with him to the movie awards that Ben Stiller was hosting. So they really, I don't know whether they wanted me or didn't want me there, but Patton made sure I got the job. And then after that, everything kind of happened after that. And that's where I met Andy Dick. And then I got to work on the Andy Dick Show as a producer and writing and stuff. And then everything happened after that. And, you know, from everything to now doing more animation, it's so funny hearing so much stuff of Steve Harvey. I worked for a year for Steve Harvey on, Big Time with Steve Harvey, Madeline Smithberg, who co-created The Daily Show. So it was, he was a ball to be around.
Did you know Tom Johnson, John?
Yeah. It's so many guys that you've got to meet. And it's weird now that I'm in my 50s of when I first got to Los Angeles. When I got my first writing job, I just thought, I'm pushing somebody out.
Oh, now, wow.
In my 50s.
You sound like way too good a guy.
Well, then, and then, like, how all the napkin stuff happened was years ago, this was about 10 years ago, Rosie was going through a little bit of a cancer journey. And part of what you're doing, if you're ever taking care of somebody, you're just waiting for things all the time. And you're just making phone calls all the time. So at one point I was at a Subway sandwich waiting to get a prescription for Rosie. And a woman put her 2.5-year-old kid on the counter of the Subway and asked the Subway artist, she called the Subway artist, can he try the meats before you put it in the sandwich?
Oh my gosh.
So the kid didn't really know what to do. I made on to a kid. The kid was like 2.5. So the first thing she pointed and she said, can he try the prosciutto first? And I said, prosciutto? And the kid reached in, gave the kid a piece of ham. And the woman said, the mother said, I'll give it to him. So he had to hand the meat to the mother who put it in her child's mouth. The child took a couple bites and went, eh, and spit it out on the counter. And she said, he doesn't like that. Can we try the turkey now? And this went on for every piece of meat. And I couldn't stop laughing, but I didn't know what to do because I couldn't call Rose up. So I grabbed a napkin and just started drawing it. And I've never really drawn in my life before. So I was driven to draw and I brought it home, showed Rose. She was knee deep in the chemo and everything. So then
it made me laugh.
It made her laugh.
Then he did it again.
And again.
And again. And again. And finally, but before we knew it, he had like 100 napkins that were so funny. And I said, John, please, I beg of you, show these to other people besides just me.
So I exhausted her like I do everything in our relationship. I put them on the web. And then Fast Company put it in an article about it.
And boing.
And then Boing Boing and all these places started doing articles about it. And then I just kept drawing and putting up napkins. And then at
and
some
how many
point,
are you at now?
I think over 1600, something like that.
Oh my gosh.
So then I got a book deal, and then we did an art show at Hamilton Selway. And now I'm doing a lot more drawing and trying to do stuff like this, and then pitching animated shows with me drawing stuff. So I forget sometimes I'm a version of an artist. I feel like I'm like the Harlem Globetrotters of the art world. You know, nobody really.
I love when people say to John, your style is so simplistic and unusual. And he goes, yeah, I can't draw noses. Like, he'll just.
I'm not good at this at all.
But I love his artwork.
So she reminds me to be quiet, take the compliment.
Yeah.
And thank somebody for the compliment.
Yeah. Stop saying you're hurting someone else by getting something. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So where can people see these napkins, John? Because we're on the radio here, and I was trying to figure out where can people go or even buy them if they want to. They're so fun.
Oh, yeah. The book. I got really lucky with the book where I got quotes from Martin Short gave me a quote.
Tell your quote.
My favorite quote is from Martin Short, which is just, why? go to Matta, M-A-T-T-A, napkin.com. Or just go Matta Napkin on Instagram or Facebook, all of them. So it's up there. So I tried doing
them. There's a link to buy the book.
Yeah, link to buy the book. And we're going to do a second book. So we're trying to circle it up and try to do it. I don't know how many people like coffee table books as much anymore. So we're going to do a digital one. And nice. Maybe a limited edition of that, but it's still really fun to do. And I just think with most things, you don't know you can do something. You think you need permission. I didn't know you could just start drawing and doing stuff.
Yeah. It's you know? So like just hearing you tell that story, John, it's so organic. Because I had no idea. Like I look at the napkins and I laugh, but it never occurred to me, where did this come from? I love that you just told that because that's so weird. The woman putting the baby on the counter and you jotting it. Yeah. Like, it's so organic and beautiful.
Well, the thing is, everything is for Rose. I just like making her laugh. And she edited the first book. So there's not everything, what we would do with most nights when we get into bed, I'd have like, as you know, you got to write 10 to 15 jokes to get one that needs work.
What I love about him is he has no ego about me going, no, you can't possibly make that one. And some of them are so dirty. So there's a part of us that wants to put out a book that's like
just dirty napkins.
The blue ones. I get embarrassed in my own home. Like, I'm like, I can't stand behind this one, John. No,
I'm blushing, John.
It was exactly. And he has no ego about it. He just goes, all right, move to the next one. Because he's just, I mean, you really are a joke machine. He is unbelievable how many he can come up with. And then I'll pick like the best three. And those are the ones that he ends up drawing.
I think that's the difference between a writer and an actor. I think as a comedian, I had at different times up to 1,500 people disliking me at once. And I agreed. So it was 1,501. So, but
you're leading by example.
You have to take it personally. Yeah. Pardon me?
I said you're leading by example.
Oh, yeah.
That's so, so funny.
It's just not as bad with a joke. If someone doesn't like it, you'll go, I'll have to write another one. It's not like you said that I'm fat.
What would you rather people say? You're not funny or you're fat?
Hey, you're fat and unfunny. Wait, what?
Hey, you guys, can you stick around for 60 seconds? I got to do a very quick thing here, and then I've got tons more questions. But great to have you guys. John Matta of Matta Napkins and Rose Abdu, the phenomenal actor. They're both with me for another segment. We're going to be back in 60 seconds. I'm Pete Schwabba. You are listening to Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM WLCX. Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM WLCX, and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
From the 715, another song I really like is Never by the Moving Pictures from the movie Hot Rod, and a scene I really like is when he drowns in the pool. I remember that. That's Andy Samberg. That is a very funny scene. That's from the 715. Another one from the 715, Mona, You're Welcome. Great song. That's from Bennett and Cooper. And from the 920, Richard Dreyfuss has starred in many of his movies that has that have famous songs and background music. That is true. Goodbye Girl is a great song. Written by David Gates, and Dreyfuss's earlier movie 2 years before. And Jaws had the epic background music when the famous shark was getting ready to attack and kill. The listeners are really in tune with the music. Pun intended. John Matta and Rose Abdu are here with me. One a phenomenal writer, the other a phenomenal actor, and both just salt of the earth people. It's great to have you guys. So, John, I want to ask you something. When I used to volunteer, and I worked part-time in a middle school, and my daughter was there. I worked in an intervention room, and They had kid president. And the kid would give messages, and I saw that was in your credits. I'm like, no way did John work on that. What did you do on that?
His favorite job.
That was by far, I think, my famous job. Brad, who created it with his nephew. Well, I think he called him his nephew. And they wanted to make it a TV show, and I helped them. You know what? It was more of me being in the background going, I think you want to do this, and helping them get their voice out.
He wrote a lot of bits for him.
Yeah, I wrote a bunch and helped get it together. But Brad is just so fantastic. And every time I would listen to Kid President, my eyes would tear up at the end where you'd go,
it was so cool.
The world can be such a much better place. And they're both exactly like that, too. So there was just no acting. And it was Rain from The Office, Soul Pancake, that put it together.
Oh, Rain Wilson. So, funny.
Yeah, so they only did one season of it, but it was just everything I loved about show business. It was just a perfect thing to do. It was by far one of my favorite jobs and by far one of the best people in the world. Brad Montague.
That is such a cool. Yeah, when I saw that, I just thought that was so cool. So, Rose, you have a background in Second City background in Chicago. That's Can you talk a little bit about how that benefited you for an acting career and how, these are two different questions, but how you survived the strike? I'm in SAG myself and the WGA, but I'm in Wisconsin and I didn't get to walk or march this time. What was that like and how do you get through something like that?
You know, it was really gratifying to see people out there and that cared. And we really, I mean, a lot of times I went because John, I was trying to support him for WGA. And then on the heels of that was SAG. It was quite a, what do we keep calling it? Hot labor summer. It's a hot labor summer. But I have to say, Second City Chicago was such a great training ground for, you know, improvisation, as you know, is just thinking fast on your feet. And Joyce Sloan, who hired me, and we kind of consider her the godmother of everybody, calls it just writing without a pen. You know, you're really writing. And we used to, you know, back in the day, they would set up the camera and then you take home a big old VHS tape and transcribe scenes. And that's how you got the new scenes in the show, just from improvising every night. So it was sort of like, we're transcribing our own words. So I think the ability to just pivot quickly. And a lot of times I see people that aren't improvisationally trained. And when you're on a set, they work fast. I mean, I'll never forget. I did a Will and Grace that it's the speed which they work and the way they throw lines at you. I remember feeling it in Will and Grace. And I also did a Two Broke Girls and the show, The Comeback with Lisa Kudrow, which is a Michael Patrick King project. Yeah. They will throw lines at you so quickly. And you can always tell the people who have improv training can absorb the information and make, you know, very quick adjustments. So in that way, that training was very, very useful to me. And then as far as the strike goes, I said to John, I was so fortunate that Hacks, I think we completed 4 episodes at the time that they called the strike. And the Hacks producers were so cool about how, hey, listen, we're a show about a writer. We're not going to continue to do the show. As soon as WGA went on strike, the Hacks, they were like pencils down for sure. And I was very lucky to have a job to go back to afterwards. You know,
it
was
hard
to see like people going, wow, is this changing the business forever? And, you know, what's AI going to do? And it's scary really stuff. A strange feeling of knowing that you could be, I don't know, that your image could be used in perpetuity. So it was very important to get out there and I think show people that, you know, everybody should try and the solidarity. I think it really worked. Really worked. Some days on the picket line, we'd be like, is this doing anything? Or we, you know, it did something.
I think it did too. The show that Rose is talking about is Hacks. You can see that on HBO. It's kind of a critic's darling. And I'm talking with Rose Abdu and John Matta. John, you were going to say something. Go ahead.
It helps to be delusional to get in this field. It's not supposed to work out for anybody. You know, none of us are related to Steven Spielberg or anything. Every actor and writer I know is a lower middle class family, you know, that nobody I knew came from a lot of money and had it easy and had a lot of relationships. Everybody was working class. And really what the strike was about was being able to be a working class actor. You know, it used to be a guy would do 1 or 2 commercials, a man or woman do 1 or 2 commercials, and they could have a middle class life in Los Angeles. Now they make $1,100 for that.
I think it showed people not in the business how we are just like workers. I mean, like any other profession, you know, people were like, oh, these stars, they're complaining from, it's like, no, you don't understand. Like the best moments of the strike for us were when like the nurses joined us on the line. Remember that? And the teachers came and joined us on the line. It was really gratifying.
It was every day you saw something crazy where there was a cow, a baby cow.
Oh my gosh, a mini cow. They would bring a cow and everyone got all excited. I thought, where else would this happen? But, and how about the guy on stilts? And when the stunt guy, 70 guys on motorcycle from the stunt union came and joined us, it made you tear up. It really,
And also, and it was a little bit different from, I was really a lot more involved in the last writer's strike. I mean, I was out there a lot, but more involved with the day in and day out stuff. And this one, it's a weird thing that it was just so many different type of people this time, every shape, size, color, age, you know, the one that I was involved in, it was just a bunch of old white guys.
Yeah. Right. And, with bad posture.
So, yeah.
That looked like they never seen the sun.
Right. Hey, you guys, I wish we had more time. I unfortunately got to run, but this has been so much fun. You have to come back because I still had way too many questions to ask you guys. So, all right. Have a great night. Take care of yourselves, and we'll talk soon, I hope.
One more thing.
Yeah.
Go to Hulu and find Reboot. That's a show I think you would enjoy.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, I didn't even get to ask you guys what you're watching, but we'll do that next time. Reboot on Hulu.
I'm in that. I did 5 of them, and I think you'll love it because I play a real old comedy writer named Selma.
Outstanding. All right. Thanks so much, Rose and John. Have a great night, you guys. Anytime.
Bye.
All right. That was fun. All right. Coming up in just a couple minutes, Dave Patterson, the writer-director of Bridget Terabithia, and many other movies he's going to talk about. This is Pete Schwabe. You're listening to Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The talk that matters to you and fits your lifestyle.
Tune out all the yelling and screaming.
Come soaring with Eagle 1490. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
To the big-hearted, the bold, the teachers, the growers, the builders, the change makers, we need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go the distance to make a difference.
We're volunteers, partners, communities, bringing our experience, joy, and passion to building a better world together. Are you looking for more? Then we are looking for you. Join us at PeaceCorps.gov.
The talk of lacrosse. Eagle 1490, soaring high above lacrosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX Lacrosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.